Currently, about a third of all Illinois counties are at a warning level for COVID-19. Among them is Macon County. 52 people in the county of about 100,000 have died from the virus, and there are now more than 1,000 active cases. Illinois Newsroom's health reporter Christine Herman spoke with Macon County Public Health Administrator Brandy Binkley to learn more.
We never stopped being concerned about the situation regarding COVID-19 here in our community, but certainly with the number of cases we have been seeing, we're in trouble. We really need people to adhere to the public health guidance. We realize that that's not happening in some cases and causing more spread than necessary.
Is that what your understanding is about what's driving the rise in cases? It's the lack of adherence to social distancing, mask wearing, and those types of guidance?
Yes, I definitely think so. We've been doing a review on a rolling basis of where these cases are coming from. And, you know, as we investigate them, trying to figure out those links, which of course there's community transmission. So sometimes you can't quite find the link, but a lot of times we are seeing some patterns, things like gatherings that are occurring, definitely some large gatherings and even small gatherings where, you know, it might be some people that go out to dinner together. Everybody thinks that, you know, they don't have any symptoms, so they're fine. They take off their mask, they enjoy a meal together. And then someone in that group ended up being either pre-symptomatic or asymptomatic, gives it to the other people there at the table. And then everyone at the table brings it to their own households and then spreads amongst, let's say, 5 additional households. Of course, large gatherings, there's more risk because there's more people. But even those small gatherings, when you feel like you know people and you feel more comfortable and you think you can take your mask off and not be social distance, there's definitely a level of risk there. Schools are bringing, you know, more cases and other congregate types of facilities, of course, because there are more people that are together and give more of a chance for that virus to spread. We're also seeing cases associated with sporting events and teams. We also have seen a lot of situations where employees have gone to work symptomatic. Sometimes they think they have just a cold or allergies or bronchitis, something that seems simple or like they have it every year. And then it ends up being COVID-19. So they've been going to work, let's say, for 3 days, exposing others when they think that it's no big deal. So we're really encouraging people not to go anywhere if they're symptomatic, even if it seems like something simple, because that is contributing to the cause and spread here.
And as far as contact tracing goes, has your department been able to manage in terms of keeping up with contact tracing everyone who's sick as well as reaching out to those they might have exposed?
We have been able to keep up with that and follow the best practice of contacting those cases within 24 hours of us being notified. But here's the thing, people should be quarantining themselves if they're symptomatic in any way, or if they know they've been a close contact of someone. And if you go get tested, you should immediately quarantine until you have test results. People should not be waiting to hear from the health department to follow this public health guidance that has been out for months.
What is your message for the public, especially with the holidays and people wanting to gather? What are you telling residents in your area, or what is your message to the public more generally?
Well, I think we need to stay strong. I know everybody's tired of COVID. Everybody's tired of the restrictions, but the pandemic has not gone away, despite how some people feel or think. It's not gone away. It's not going to go away anytime soon. I understand the heartbreak that comes with not being able to celebrate holidays traditionally. I love holidays. I love my family. I haven't seen my family. And so I understand, and I'm right there with you, but we have to stay strong. I know that it's difficult to imagine not being together and hugging and eating food and sharing, you know, bowls and spoons and, you know, all these things that happen on holidays that we all just take for granted. But it's so important for people to take these precautions or to consider not gathering or to find ways to social distance gather, because we do want to make it out on the other side of this. You do want your entire family and group of friends to still be alive and safe on the other side of this pandemic. And these are sacrifices that we all need to continue to make to keep ourselves and others safe.
That's Macon County Public Health Administrator Brandy Binkley speaking with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman. And finally, a big weather change is on tap today. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says showers and thunderstorms are likely as temperatures fall from around 70 degrees this morning into the 40s this afternoon.